Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
I am well.
Are you ready for us?
Yes, I have to be right outside. Let me go get him.
Okay, thank you.
Looks like you're looking in the laundry room or somewhere. I mean,
Hello, sir.
Yes, sir. What is your name, sir?
Stephen Schiller.
Okay, sir.
Who's going to do it? Give me 1 second.
Okay, I believe that Mr. Colonis will be directing you here in just 1 moment, sir. Just hold on.
Okay. Just 1 second, Mr. Trujillo. Okay, sir, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Steve Trujillo, 110356.
Can you hear me clearly, sir?
It's kind of going on and on, but pretty much for the most part.
Let's see if I can adjust my mic.
Okay.
Can you hear me any better?
Yeah.
Well, good afternoon. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the 2 alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on September 18th, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you in the room, are you representing yourself, sir?
Yes.
I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the video screen, to my extreme far left is your honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. And to my right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Osborne, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Trujillo and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I do.
I do, sir.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Trujillo, this hearing will be conducted in 2 phases. Phase 1 will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase 2 deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will begin phase 1 by reading from the warrant of arrest. It should be noted that there is a department report number associated with this case, which would suggest that there was an additional arrest with the possibility of pending charges. So when I read each allegation to you, you have the choice of answering true, false, or that you wish to remain silent. The reason why we give you this choice is because this is a recording hearing, and the recording of this hearing is accessible to prosecutors, and so we are giving that warning in the interest of your rights. Does that make sense, sir?
Yes.
Okay. I will begin phase 1 by reading from the warrant of arrest. You're reminded that the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated the conditions of this phase. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, again, I will begin phase one. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed, or probably about to lapse, in a criminal raising company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number five, as demonstrated by your entering an occupied residence without permission on or about August 15th, 2017. Mr. Trujillo, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
It is true.
Thank you, sir. And allegation number two, violation of condition number five, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your contact with a law enforcement agency to a signed parole officer on or about August 15, 2017. Mr. Trujillo, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
I was in the detox center right at the time. I didn't know, but the next day I went into the office.
Okay, you have this choice, this is your right, but is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
It was true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Trujillo's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Trujillo, we're going to move on to the second phase of the hearing, and we'll have a greater opportunity to discuss this case with the board. During phase two, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional information regarding your background. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you momentarily to continue the hearing. Mr. Osborne, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Mr. Trujillo was released from DFC custody on June 5th of 2017. He was arrested on August 17th of 2017 in the Northeastern Parole Office for tech violation and returned back to custody that same day with 9 count days. And there's still count days listed on here, but I show in the warrant that there are no count days. If I could please check the DC-08 screen to see if there's an update.
Sure.
It's conflicting on both sides. Thank you.
Just give us a moment, Mr. Trujillo, to verify the information in the warrant. Although not to interrupt you, Mr. Osborne, I can see how that's a little confusing. Because one is a tech violation and the other...
Yes, sir, it does.
Involves non-contact.
Yes, it does show 9 of Condes on Ames GCOE RV screen. But on the warrant itself, there is no scounder language, and it shows no ATS date. So I'd like to further check into that with time comp on my side. We'll check into the Condes after this procedure.
Okay, I think we can safely move forward stating that it's a tech violation, correct, sir? Okay,
yes,
at this point?
Yeah, okay. For now, I'd like to do so.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. I'll go out and read one more. Current conviction, 2013, burglary, third degree, 4 years, 6 months. Prior conviction, 1995, theft, 2 years. 1995, burglary, third degree, 2 years, 6 months. 1995, burglary, third degree, 2 years, 6 months. 1997, aggravated assault, 6 years, 6 months. And 2005, burglary, third degree, 6 years. He's had 4 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-2, a mental health score of 2, and a substance abuse score of 1. There's no OCD or gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 1996, early release completion, 4 months. 2003, TIS tech violator, return to custody and revoke. And 2010, TIS absconder, 59 days, return to custody and revoke. It's a significant disciplinary history with rioting and threats of harm noted. Other arrests, 1983, theft, Arizona felony conviction probation. 1984, disorderly conduct, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 1987, disorderly conduct, AZ fine. 1992, shoplifting, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. And 1994, criminal damage, AZ felony conviction probation. He has a community risk score of G4B5. As of status of charges, the owner decided not to press any charges.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Okay, back to you, Mr. Trujillo. It looks like that you're released from ASPC Douglas with an approved placement at 3730 East Yale Street, Phoenix, Arizona, with your sponsor, your mother, Mercy Pepin, in August 16, 2017, notification received from your sponsor that you no longer reside at the approved residence, that you changed your approved residence without the prior permission of your signed parole officer. You failed to provide any additional addresses for investigation prior to absconding. So where were you living, sir?
I was actually living there, but I was most of the time without my friends. I was just across the street. And my mom thought that I wasn't there, but I was living there. But I was gone most of the day.
Okay, sir.
She was mad at me, so that's probably why she said I wasn't staying there. But I was living there.
May I ask you why your mother was angry with you, sir?
Because I'd come home late, but I would go home now.
Thank you, sir. We don't have any verifiable employment, so were you working when you were on community supervision, sir?
No, I'm disabled. I get disability. I was just waiting on my reinstatement on my money, my checks to kick in, and then I was going to start paying my fees and fines.
And where are you receiving disability from? Is that the military or industrial compensation?
No, I'm disabled. I have back and nerve damage. So I get a monthly check. But when I got out of prison, I was just waiting. I went to reinstate it, and I was just waiting for it to kick in.
Thank you, sir. Regarding your programming, you're assigned a color of the day through task. You only responded two samples while you were on community supervision. They're both negative, so we certainly commend you for that.
Thank you.
These charges were dismissed, which I'm sure is a source of relief for you, but what happened during that incident? What led to that?
Well, to tell you that I was on the street, I used a little bit of drugs and I freaked out. I've never used methamphetamine before. And I tried it, I freaked out. I thought somebody was trying to kill me. I ran to this person's house and I said, please help me, someone's trying to kill me. He said, who? I said, they're trying to kill me. And his door was right there and I ran in. And he grabbed me and I said, please call the police, don't let me go out there. You know, someone, and he would stay right here, and he called the cops. And then when they came, they could clearly see that something was wrong. And they took me to a legal. I told them, take me to jail. You know, they're trying to kill me. There was no, and then instead, they're taking me to jail. He took me to a detox center. And then from there, I got out. And then when I went home, my mom said, your parole officer was looking for you. So I called him, and he said, come in. And then when I went in, I was arrested. You know, I would like to have an opportunity if I can, but most likely I probably won't, though, but if possible. I've never got in any kind of drug treatment program. I would like to get into something, you know, where it can help me with my problem. And I'd be appreciative if that could be done, but with my record activity, you see, I probably won't. And also, that's what happened, sir. That's the truth.
So, did you have any other history with drug use prior to this experimentation with methamphetamine, sir?
I used to smoke marijuana and stuff, but I've never in my life ever tried that before. I was going through a lot of pain because I was getting ready to have surgery, and I was just waiting for them to call me, and I was in a lot of pain. I know it's not an excuse, but when I tried it, it eased the pain, and that's where I made a mistake by, you know, experimenting with, you know, dangerous substance.
I don't want to prolong this hearing with this question, but I am curious. You know, if someone's having pain issues, there's certain drugs that we sort of associated with, you know, analgesic. I don't understand the methamphetamine.
Yeah, I was having problems getting back on my pain medication. I don't know, I guess it's the system has changed with the pain medication. And there's no excuse, sir. I mean, I made a mistake, you know. All I can say is I'm sorry, you know, I messed up.
I'm going to take a quick little break here. Mr. Osborne, did we get clarification on his abscond status? Did we find any clarification on whether or not he was actually an absconder?
I looked through different age groups, and actually on the board itself, there were any early stage plus 4 or 3. So having his new CSED before 12, 18, he was missing for 9 days. But he should have had an absconder allegation on the warrant itself,
and
you did not. So I will be addressing that
with you. Okay. And Mr. Trujillo, can I ask a follow-up question? Can you hear me?
I didn't hear you.
Can you hear me?
I didn't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Yes.
When you were arrested and they ran your name, were you told that you were wanted for some sort of abscond warrant?
No, I wasn't told.
If you were missing from community supervision for that time in between, well, it is loud where you're at right now, but why didn't you make contact with your parole officer when you were going through detox?
When I was there at the detox center?
Yes, sir.
It was getting dark, and the parole officer was closed, so right when I got out the next day, I can't remember the time it was because there's no windows or clocks in there. And when I got out, I went straight home. My mom said, the parole officer was looking for me, and I called him. He said, come in. And that's when I was arrested.
Thank you, Mr. Trujillo. I'm going to ask a quick question of our community corrections officer. Yes, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, I can also see the abscond time since the mother said he'd been missing from the house since August 8th of 2017. So that would make those 9 days.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Mr. Trujillo, I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Fellow board members.
Okay,
I don't have any questions from anyone else on the board. So we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Would you like to make a final statement before the board goes into discussion? We really ask that you don't repeat yourself in the interest of time management, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else you'd like to share?
I take full responsibility for what I've done, and I'm sorry for taking up all of your time, and hopefully when I get out, I mean, I want to get into some kind of, if possible, some kind of program where it can help me deal with my problems.
Thank you, Mr. Trujillo. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're talking with you, especially because you're having some noise in your background, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes and make a decision regarding your community supervision. So if you'll just remain on the phone for a few minutes, remain quiet.
Okay.
We're going to have a discussion and we'll come back to you with our decision shortly. Thank you, Mr. Trujillo.
Okay. All right.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I do appreciate that Mr. Trujillo sounds like he's recognizing his need for treatment, and that he may be very well be turning a corner on his lifestyle, especially in regards to drugs. He stated that he's disabled. has some pain management issues, so that's something else that he needs to consider, because that can always be a problem just with people having injuries. But based on everything we've gathered today, in addition to a past history with a tech violation and abscond status then, I'm not feeling that we can safely return him to the community, and I don't find him a suitable candidate for community supervision. But that's where I'd like to begin the discussion. I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues.
I do agree with you. I think that he has his history, not a suitable candidate at this time, sir.
Yes, Ms. Rittenhouse?
Mr. Quinones, it appears that he has had previous community supervision rounds. One which was completed successfully, and then one had a technical violation that was revoked, and another one had absconded for 59 days. So he does appear to have trouble working with the parole officer.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. If there's no further discussion from the board, I am going to make a motion, and that is, based on the information provided in ward number 2017W2854, our discussion with Mr. Trujillo, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Trujillo is delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or is about to lapse in the criminal ways or company.
Certainly. Agree.
Okay, Mr. Trujillo, your supervision has been revoked and you will be released on or about April 3rd, 2018. I recognize that that may sound like a long time away, but that's just 6 months down the road. And we highly suggest that you take advantage of the remainder of your prison sentence to utilize any programming that's available to you through the Department of Corrections, and to put together a plan for your transition back to the community. And that would include the possibility of needing any drug treatment and getting your disability in order as well to allow for a smoother transition. We do wish you well. We do wish you a safe and productive transition back to the community in April. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and thank you for appearing before the court, sir.
Okay, so I get out April 12th?
I'm sorry. I have April 3rd, 2018 on the warrant of arrest.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I will check with time comp, because they keep it down time. It could be April 12th, because he wasn't missing for those 9 days.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Trujillo.
All right. Bye.